Well, Victoria has a new premier. Ben Carroll steps into the role following a chaotic Labor caucus meeting yesterday that saw a surprise nomination and yelling heard from inside the party room. The former deputy premier has promised to take the state in a new direction just 4 months out from the state election. That means distancing himself from the outgoing premier and the big build scandal, immediately promising what Jacinta Allen had refused to consider.
My first action as Premier will be to call a Royal Commission into the construction sector. We will also immediately establish a special prosecutor that will work in parallel with the Royal Commission. And we will strengthen IBAC, giving them the follow-the-money powers now.
That's new Victorian Premier Ben Carroll speaking at a press conference yesterday. Robert Redlich, KC, is a former commissioner of the Victorian Independent Broad-Based Anti-Corruption Commission and has long called for a royal commission into corruption in the construction sector in Victoria and joins me now. Robert Redlich, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What was your reaction to this announcement from the new Premier so quickly on the issue of a royal commission into construction in Victoria?
I think I agree with the view expressed by former Premier Brax yesterday to the ABC that the course proposed by the new Premier is really a response to the current polling, which compelled him to be seen to be taking a quite different position to his former colleague.
What will these new powers for the anti-corruption watchdog do? We heard the new Premier outlining some of the basics there. What will that mean in practice?
Well, it will mean that, like the current ICAC in New South Wales, which has had much broader powers, IBAC will be able to pursue investigations wherever there is what we call soft corruption, corruption misconduct which may not amount to a crime, but which plainly is contrary to the public interest and in breach of the public trust which all public servants and members of parliament take when taking office. And that will give it a much broader jurisdiction, together with the ability to more readily hold public hearings, and hopefully also be able to report much more speedily following an investigation. These are really important initiatives. They've been called for the best part of 10 years without an adequate response by government.
What do we know ahead of a Royal Commission? What do we know about the alleged extent of corruption surrounding construction and particularly the public sector big build projects in Victoria?
Well, we have the benefit of Geoffrey Watson's detailed report into the big build, in which he expressed in the very strongest language the proper concerns that arise from the matters that he found. And, of course, we have the extraordinary investigation by the Age newspaper, conducted primarily by Nick McKenzie, which now for months has been almost daily introducing new evidence which demonstrates the depths of the corrupt practices. I mean, it has to be understood, and the Victorian Rail Loop is just one of many major projects, but it's a good example, where there's a quite inadequate business case analysis of the project, followed by a huge wastage of public funds on major projects, and particularly where there are entities such as the CFMEU, which are aligned with government, which benefit from that wastage. Corruption issues inevitably arise, calling for government accountability.
In your view, how significant are the allegations of corruption in the big build when measured against historic corruption scandals?
They're extraordinary. I've said a number of times that this is a historic, unprecedented public scandal. And it's that sort of situation which usually calls for a royal commission. It's either that sort of situation or some other major catastrophe. We've had over many years, when the need arose, resorted to to royal commissions. The Costigan Royal Commission 40 years ago, when we had the bottom of the harbour scandal involving then hundreds of millions of dollars of tax dollars that were lost, a royal commission which went on for 3 years covering every aspect of the way the Pandas, painters and dockers have misused their position, not just in relation to that scandal, but in much broader ways. That's exactly what this royal commission will do. It will demonstrate, I'm confidently viewing the outcomes as demonstrating the breadth of corruption which has existed in the Big Build.
What have you made of the previous Allen Labor government's not only refusal to hold the Royal Commission, but really being very dismissive about the allegations and the momentum towards holding a Royal Commission itself?
Look, I think it's important Victorians and more broadly Australians recognise that the interests of a political party, whatever side of the political spectrum we're talking about, will often be the enemy of integrity because the party's interests will always be placed before the public interest. And regrettably, I think the failure of the present government to embrace the needed powers which IBEC should have, the refusal of the government to, until now, agree to a royal commission, are an indication of a view that was taken that it would not serve the party's interests to do so. We have to recognise that politics, unfortunately, gets in the way of taking the right integrity steps.
Robert Redlich, I greatly appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.